Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Lisa Bevere, is married to best-selling author John Bevere. You probably read the book, The Bait of Satan. Well, Lisa, on the first date with John, he prays for her, and she gets free from a disease that is even mystifying doctors today instantly. What caused this stay-at-home soccer mom to be a world-class speaker and author, just like her husband, to travel the nations rescuing women sold into sex traffic? She says, it's time for you to arise. It's going to have the same effect on you. No more couch potato. Tell me about that first date with John.
Well, he shouldn't have been asking me out, but he did. He invited me to a Bible study picnic, and I was just thinking free food. I had no idea I was about ready to be ambushed by the Spirit of God. So I go to this date. They're all singing songs. Now, you need to think about this. This is back in 1981 when the songs were bad. And so they were singing with one guitar, and one person had their hand up in the air. I'm a college student. I'm thinking, why do you have your hand up? Do you have a question? You have a song sheet. Just look at your song sheet. I was getting nervous, and I began to look down at the song sheet, and I read this one line in the song said, and it says, when God looks at me, he doesn't see me, he sees Jesus. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak in that moment, I can't look at you. You need a covering. And I turned to John and I said, is this true? That God could ever look at me and not see me? And he said, yes. John didn't understand what that meant to me. John was a good Catholic boy who became saved. I was a bad person who desperately needed a Savior. So we walking on the campus, he began to unpack the Bible from Genesis to the book of Revelations. I began to panic because I had heard there was this thing called a rapture. I was worried he was going to disappear and I would never be able to get saved. And so I finally just interrupted him. I said, I want to do this thing. This Christian thing, whatever it is, I want to do it right now. And he said, well, okay, but I'm not done preaching. And he put the fear of God in me, and I'm just like shaking. And so finally, I was like compelled. I was like, we need to do this right now. And so I got born again, spirit-filled, and healed on our first date because John said to me, now you're saved. And I said, what does that mean? What do you mean saved? He said, it means you're whole again, spirit, soul, and body. And I had not been whole, Sid, for a very long time. And when I heard about wholeness, I said, so I can have cheese now? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, you said whole. I said, I can't have dairy products. I have lactose intolerance. I have IBS. I live in constant pain. And he was like, okay, God, he just grabbed my hand. He was 22, I was 21. We're not in a church service. We're on a college park bench. And he said, Jesus, if you can save her, you can heal her. And so I got born again, spirit-filled, and healed on the first date, and I thought, I might as well marry that guy.
Now, that's a pretty ingenious way of proposing.
Yeah.
But what did you feel when that was happening?
You know, and nobody could tell me I wasn't healed. You know what happened for me? I felt the warmth of love come into my very being and untie all the knots that had been there since I was 15. I just remember feeling a warmth and a presence of God, and I was just overwhelmed by his goodness. And that was it for me. I went back to my college dorm room and I said, Jesus, I need you to wait in the hall just a moment. I have some things I need to get out of this room. And I went in and I got out all the beer, I got out all the pornography, and I just threw it away. And I said, just come on in. And I spent all night looking for the book of Paul, because John had said, Paul said this and Paul said that. And so I thought there was a book of Paul. And I was in, I know this is seriously what he had to work with. I had the Way Bible. I stood it on its end. I was like, God, please have it open to the book of Paul. And it opened up to Corinthians. If any man be in Christ, behold, he is a new creation. And I was like, oh, God is talking to me. It was profound. It was amazing. And I'm so thankful that my life changed.
So she obviously marries John and has a family. She's a stay-at-home mom.
Wanted to be in the background.
Never saw a microphone she liked. Wanted to be in the background, as she just said. But one day, she had the most vivid, the most profound vision of her life. Tell me about it.
So I went to bed one night, a large, exhausted pregnant woman, and I found myself wide awake standing in front of a lioness. She was laying on her side on top of a platform of stone, and on the front of the platform was the word numbers and then the Roman numerals XX3. Sid, this lioness, she never moved, but I realized that she was actually more alive than me. I don't know if anybody has ever glimpsed heaven, but in heaven everything is prototype. And here is just shadow. It looked like her fur was combed gold. And I looked at this lioness and I felt like something inside of me was expanding. And when I felt like I actually couldn't take anything more in, I heard a voice behind me say, with the birth of this son, you will awaken a lioness. And I began to shake and I came fully awake, and it was morning time. And I was laying in my bed, immersed in the presence of God, thinking, what just happened? What just happened? Sid, I don't wake fully. I take 2 to 3 hours to awake. But that particular morning, it was high alert. And when I felt like I could actually stretch my hand out, grab my NIV Bible, I opened it up to Numbers 23. And this is what I read.
Which was the Roman numeral.
Roman numerals, yes. And this is what I read in verse 24. These people rise up like a lioness. They rouse themselves like a lion that does not rest till it devours its prey and drinks the blood of its victims. I'm like, what in the world does that have to do with me? These are fierce words on fragile Bible pages. But see, the truth is, Sid, my husband had been pressing me. He had said, it's not right for you to be comfortable when other people are uncomfortable. It's not right for you to be silent when so many girls in our youth group need you to be a mother to them. And I would say, don't you dare talk to me like I'm a congregation. I am your wife. You need to feel sorry for me. I have limits on my life. And at that moment, God said, no, actually, I created you to be fearless. I created you to be free. And if you can't look around and find that, I'm going to give you a vision larger than anything you've seen for a fierce awakening. And I did give birth to my fourth son, and I named him Arden Christopher, which means fiery, determined, anointed one. And with his birth, my world began to open up. I began to travel and reach.
Hold that thought. The change that occurred in Lisa is wonderful. But I tell you that God wants that same change in your life. When we come back, I want to find out how Lisa's life has changed and how it's going to impact yours. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Lisa, So she has this vision of this lioness. She opens her Bible. She reads about the lioness arising. Well, first of all, who is the lioness to you?
So Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Right.
And his bride, who is the church, I believe is the lioness. And I believe that God is having a fierce awakening. And you're even seeing women coming alongside the men, finding out that they have a voice. They don't have a voice to push the men aside. They are actually adding their voice to the men's voice. And so for me, the lioness is what God wants the church to rise up and look like. So Sid, what happened for me is God started opening doors for me. I started traveling. I started ministering. And I began to think it was about me. I began to think, wow, I'm not a coward anymore. I'm not a captive anymore. I'm free. I'm traveling and speaking in these big conferences. I'm a lioness. And God was like, no, this is not about you. I said with the birth of your son, you would awaken a lioness. And that is a fierce awakening call for his church. And we need to be a people who know how to live in the light, but hunt in the dark. And that is the prophetic anointing that is coming on the church to live in the light, but hunt in the dark, to see what is hidden, see what is yet captive. We need to be people whose eyes are lit from within. And that is something that lions have. They have an ability to interpret light of their environment to vision.
And in other words, you explained that the lions in the dark can see.
Yes.
So how does a believer see in the dark?
Well, because we're lit from within. See, it's very much a tragic thing. I loved how you opened up some of the programs. We have people in the church who are praying scared prayers. Oh, God keeps me safe. It's going to be such a bad time. I'm going to lose all my money. You know what? We're not supposed to pray scared prayers. We're supposed to pray the prayers that are the Word of God. We are supposed to pray scary prayers. We are supposed to pray prayers that are so fierce, so strong, so God-breathed that they scare us when they come out of our ears. That is the way the lion is. The lion, it doesn't live in fear of what's in its environment. And we need to understand that is the kind of strength that God wants to impart to his people. And so we need to find out who we are, and we need to find out what our strength is. And Sid, while I was studying and preaching this, I said, God, you know, just in case, I had that dream a long time ago, just in case, if this is something, you know, you don't want me to write on, you don't want me to talk on, I just need a confirmation from you. And that night, now I live in Colorado, so this kind of frame of reference, that night, I found out my son had a school project. 8 p.m., Mom, I have a school project. I go downstairs, I tear apart the three older boys' school projects. I bring him the poster board. He's like, no, this isn't right. You have to brave a blizzard. So I go out, brave a blizzard, have my other three boys, you know, start to build his project for him, have it all spread on the table. When my husband does something that I would normally have called annoying, but when you've been married for more than 10 years and it's still happening, you need to call it cute. So anyway, he has this cute habit. Yes, of some people. He has this cute habit of calling me and putting me on the phone with strangers. And that night was no exception. He said, I have a man you need to talk to. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm doing a school project right now. I don't need to talk to a stranger. And he said, no, you need to talk to this person. So this guy calls me and he said, Lisa, your husband mentioned that you're teaching on lioness arising. He said that lions are the best killers, but lionesses are the best hunters. He said, I'm going to tell you why your book is important. He said, do you know we are not winning the war in Afghanistan? And I said, I did know that. And he said, do you want to know why? And I said, sure. He said, because we can't speak to the women. And he said, when you can't speak to the women, you can't flip the culture. And when you can't flip a culture, you can't win a war. He said, I am in charge of assembling special operative teams here at Fort Bragg. And he said, up until this point, we have focused on men because of the danger. He said, but now we are sending in special operative women who are going to tell the Afghan women they have voice and value. They're going to take care of their minor medical needs. They're going to deliver their babies, and they're going to tell them why democracy will serve their sons and daughters. Well, he said, they're about ready to be deployed. It is called Team Lioness. May I have a copy of your resources for all of them? So I got to resource Team Lioness going out of Fort Bragg, then Team Lioness going out of the Marines, out of Camp Lejeune. So if the U.S. military understands that without the involvement of women, we will fight, but we will not win, it is time that we understand in the body of Christ that we need both the men and the women to win. And that has always been God's dream. And God's dream is the enemy's nightmare.
Yes. Okay. There is someone watching right now.
Yeah.
And you are crying out in your heart, God, there must be something more. What would you say to them?
you know, I'm speaking straight to your spirit. There is something inside of you. You know you were created for something so much more than what you have seen. You have been living life afraid. Well, God has not given you a spirit of fear. God did not save you to tame you. He saved you to release you to be everything that He created you to be. I dare you to stop being afraid of your strengths in Jesus' name.
When we come back, Lisa is going to talk about how this stay-at-home mom is traveling to some of the hot spots of the world, rescuing women sold into slavery and sex trade. Mm-hmm. I mean, and some of the things you do, I am amazed. And guess what? Anything Lisa can do, you can do better.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Lisa Bevere always saw herself as a behind-the-scenes person. Never in her wildest imagination did she see herself impacting the world. When God deposited the Lioness Arising revelation deep into her heart, she became a new person. Lisa believes that same awakening is about to happen to you.
God has something uniquely crafted for you to do, and it is time that you rise up and do it.
Call now and get Lisa Bevere's revelatory Lioness Arising curriculum, which includes her book, study guide, and 8-session teaching series to watch on 3D. DVDs or listen to on 4 audio CDs, plus her one-of-a-kind Lioness Arising tote bag. The entire course is yours for a donation of $79, an exclusive discounted price. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1874. Through Lisa Bevere's teaching, you will receive a supernatural impartation that will awaken the wild, fierce, and beautiful stirring inside of you, that of the Lioness of God.
You're going to find a strength. You're going to find a God-created factor in your life that you've never seen before. This is going to empower you to be everything that God created you to be.
This anointed and powerful course will dare you to realize all you were created to be. Awaken the seeds of greatness God has placed within you. Empower you to realize the strength, courage, and direction God has set before you. Receive an impartation of the Holy Spirit that will awaken within you something bold, beautiful, and passionate to pursue the things of God like never before.
I believe this is going to empower you in a way that you never even imagined you could be empowered.
Her easy-to-use guidebook features highlighted PowerPoints and key statements, questions designed to challenge you to action, activities for you to apply the powerful truths being revealed, words of wisdom from history-shaping women, life-changing prayers that activate what was awakened in you through the teaching contained in each session, a place to write your personal reflections.
It's going to awaken something fierce. It's going to awaken something wild. We need you to be dangerous and fully awake. The church has been asleep for too long.
Your entire curriculum is contained in this one-of-a-kind Lioness Arising tote bag.
Aren't you tired of looking at the back of a head at someone in church? Isn't there something more to life than that? Isn't that greatness in you, as well as everyone else, for this end time we're living in about to come front and center? I say to you, Linus, arise.
Don't miss out on getting Lisa Bevere's revelatory Lioness Arising curriculum, which includes her book, study guide, her 8-session teaching series to watch on 3 DVDs or listen to on 4 audio CDs, plus her one-of-a-kind Lioness Arising tote bag. The entire course is yours for a donation of $79, an exclusive discounted price. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1874. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1874 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I have a lot of trouble imagining the life that you've had since this Lioness Arising occurred, this vision occurred. You were minding your own business, reading a magazine about sex traffic. What happened?
You know, I was sitting there turning the pages and I was hearing about sex trafficking. And instead of just saying, you know, that's really sad, I just began to weep. I let it pierce my heart. And I said, God, if there is anything I can do, if there's any strength I can lend, I'm your girl. And I just believe God will take those moments, because 2 weeks later, I had a phone call from Life Today, and they said, it's come to our attention that there are girls being sex trafficked. Can we send you undercover into the brothels in Thailand? Then I went to Cambodia, then I went to India, and we went undercover into the brothels. We got the girls' stories. We got the kids rescued. We talked to these people. We
let me take you
to highlight that.
I need to see a particular woman that's in sex trafficking. You're in Cambodia. You're out at midnight. You're in the worst part of town. Your husband should have never let you do that.
Yes, he should have. Yeah.
but he didn't know it, maybe. I don't know.
He still doesn't know.
Oh,
he's going to know now.
Okay, tell me what you saw, what you said.
Well, there's so many stories, first and foremost, but so many of these young girls, this is their story. They're in poverty. They dared to dream. They dared to dream there could be something more for their life. They dared to dream they could get a job. They dared to dream that there might be a fam that would take them in as an au pair and they could maybe better themselves. And so they leave with somebody they trust. Usually it's an aunt, an auntie that could just be a trusted woman. They leave with a woman or an uncle and they go into this big city. They're illiterate. And all of a sudden, they find themselves locked up into a room and sold. They're sold for their virginity, they're gang raped, they're humiliated, they're trapped into this lifestyle where they sometimes live in cages and are chained to the beds. And then pretty soon, when they have completely destroyed their spirit, they unchain them because they know they'll never leave because they have no hope. And so what we would do is we would travel and we would say, we need you to dream again. What would you hope for? And if you can get them to connect with a hope, then they'll come out. But there were some women that said, I just want to die, but will you take my daughter? Will you take her? She's six. Before they traffic her, will you take her? Sid, it was the most heartbreaking revelation that the depravity of humans outside of God can do anything like that. It was just terrifying. And we would just talk to them. We would get their stories, and then we would give them plausible, you know, we'd get them out, then we'd give them medical attention, then we'd give them counseling, then we would also give them education or job skills.
Can you tell me one specific person that got out? What happened to this one poor woman?
Yeah, well, there was one beautiful girl that got out, and she just turned her life around and she became a beautician, which I know doesn't sound like for our people very much, but she is a beautician. But then she said, you know what, it's not enough for me just to have a future. I'm going to actually now become a rescuer. And so now this one girl that got out is now one of the advocates and one of the rescuers for other girls. You know, Sid, I want to tell you one particular story. There was a raid in India and they rescued 22 girls and then they kept hearing a noise and they just happened to realize that there was a false wall and there was 11 minor children ranging from 12 to 14 that had been hidden in a wall who would have died because of the heat and no water and no air. And those girls are all free. In the last year and a half, we've been able to rescue 330 girls in Southeast Asia.
If you hadn't had that vision of the lioness, would you have ever lived the life you're living now?
No, I would have been captive to fear. I would have lived small. And more than likely, my children would have also been afraid. Do you know that when I got free, I positioned my sons well? This is what I've learned, Sid. Our children inherit one of two things, either God's promises or our fears. And the things that we do not deal with come back to haunt our children. And so this vision put something inside of me that my family hadn't put in me, that my husband tried but couldn't put in me. God took me outside of myself and said, your world needs to be so much larger than your fears. And we need a people here that have a fierce faith. And see, they have no problem believing that about a lion, but that fearful wonder is your genesis. It is how God knit you together. You are stunning. And we have dumbed that world down to mean beautiful. But you are not beautiful because you are attractive. You are beautiful because stunning means that when you become all that you were created to be, you will stun the enemy. You will arrest him. You will stop him in his tracks. And it is time the church understands that her beauty is in her function and not in her form.
Lisa, I need you to pray
absolutely
that the lioness, and by the way, that's for men and women, would arise right now.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that perilous times give birth to courageous people. Father, I thank you that there's a fierce uprising, that people are throwing off the limitations, that they're remembering who they are, that they remember whose they are, that they remember what their territory is. Father, I thank you for every person that has suffered loss. I thank you that they'll take back that ground. Father, I thank you for a release of the boldness of the lion of the tribe of Judah. I thank you that the bride will begin to pray prayers that include more than just themselves, that they know the creator of all heaven and all the universe, and they'll pray prayers that are so fierce that it will rise from a whisper to a roar in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I can picture the line of the tribe of Judah roaring over you right now, and fear in Jesus' name, you leave that household, you leave that woman, you leave that man, and depression and hurt be gone in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Call now and get Lisa Bevere's Revelatory Lioness Arising Curriculum, which includes her book, study guide, and 8-session teaching series to watch on 3 DVDs or listen to on 4 audio CDs, plus her one-of-a-kind Lioness Arising tote bag. The entire course is yours for a donation of $79, an exclusive discounted price. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1874. Through Lisa Bevere's teaching, you will receive a supernatural impartation that will awaken the wild, fierce, and beautiful stirring inside of you, that of the Lioness of God. This anointed and powerful course will dare you to realize all you were created to be. Awaken the seeds of greatness God has placed within you. Empower you to realize the strength, courage, and direction God has set before you. Receive an impartation of the Holy Spirit that will awaken within you something bold, beautiful, and passionate to pursue the things of God like never before. Her easy-to-use guidebook features highlighted PowerPoints and key statements, questions designed to challenge you to action, activities for you to apply the powerful truths being revealed, words of wisdom from history-shaping women, life-changing prayers that activate what was awakened in you through the teaching contained in each session, a place to write your personal reflections. Your entire curriculum is contained in this one-of-a-kind Lioness Arising tote bag. Don't miss out on getting Lisa Bevere's Revelatory Lioness Arising Curriculum, which includes her book, study guide, her 8-session teaching series to watch on 3 DVDs or listen to on 4 audio CDs, plus her one-of-a-kind Lioness Arising tote bag. The entire course is yours for a donation of $79, an exclusive discounted price. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1874. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1874 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest is a Jewish woman from Brooklyn that had surgery that supernaturally, this wasn't the purpose for the surgery, but supernaturally her voice changed, and she has a voice like Barbara Streisand.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.